The Bajamoan, the telling of events, a series focusing on both the oral and written histories of the White Earth Reservation and Northern Minnesota regions, with an emphasis on Native American histories.
Aneen, this story is called The Salmon Spirit. It's in his book, First Fish, First People, Salmon Tales of the North Pacific Rim. Minwanja, a very long time ago, along the Amur River, lived an old woman, Mindy Moy, and Akwinzi, old man. They had no children, but they lived with a cat and a dog. The Gajigaints, the cat, and the Animush, the dog, were having a great long talk at home. "Oh, it isn't good in winter time," said the Animush. "Food is very scarce, and I'm buck a day, I'm hungry." "I wish I could have some fish," said the Gajigaints. But the master said that the fish went somewhere far away from the bank of the river. A little time later, Akwinzi, the old man, came out of his house and decided to try to find some fish. He was a good man who observed all the laws of their land, but sometimes it seemed that his luck had disappeared. In the evening, he came back to his home, his wakaigan, in very low spirits, and told his wife, "I have only caught one small salmon. Take it and make some soup, and Dugga, please don't forget the Gajigaints, the cat, and the dog." The old woman brought extra wood to the stove and began to kindle the fire. She drew out a very sharp knife to cut the salmon into pieces. All of a sudden, the salmon spoke to her in a human voice. "Oh, mother of the house, scrape off my scales and make your soup with them, but let me go back to the river. I have hundreds of children who cannot live without me." The old woman, the Mindimoya, was shocked. Never before had she had such a talk with a fish. She felt great pity for the small fish and decided to let their mother return to the river. Later on, when the water in the pot began to boil, she put in some of the scales that she had gathered from the fish. She added some herbs and salt and sat down to see what would happen. Soon the home was filled with a wondrous smell. The old man, Soon Giwe, he returned to the home, and as he entered, smelling the air, he said, "You can always tell salmon from other fish. There is only one small fish, but it smells like a pot of fish." The old woman told him the story about the salmon and her appeal for mercy. The old woman was afraid to look inside the pot. She said, "I could not know what possibly could be inside, but the smell is making me very hungry, very buck-a-day." "Why should you fear looking inside?" said the Akwinzi, the old man. "Have you done anything wrong? You have acted in kindness and mercy, which are the laws of our land. Hey, let me do it." The old man took off the lid of the pot and looked inside. "You told me, old woman, that you only put in scales, but the pot is full of salmon." The old woman and the old man and the Gajigaints and the Animush sat down and ate the greatest dinner they could remember. Since that time, the Akwinzi, the old man, was always lucky with his fishing, and his wife cooked well. No one was ever hungry in that home again. Miigwech miu.
Funding for this program has been made possible through a grant from the Legacy, Art, Culture, and Heritage Fund of Minnesota.